Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Along with publishing articles in peer-reviewed journals, presenting at academic conferences is an important element of a successful career in academia. Hannah Dugdale, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Sheffield, examines why women are still underrepresented at prestigious scientific conferences.
At the prestigious European Society for Evolutionary Biology Congress in 2011, my colleague Dr. Julia Schroeder from the Max Planck Institute for Ornithology in Germany asked me, why are there so few women invited speakers? Now, it's well documented that there are more men in senior scientific academic roles, as women drop out of science at higher rates than men, a term coined the leaky pipeline. However, even after accounting for this leaky pipeline, we realised that women were underrepresented. In fact, just 15% of the invited speakers were women, comparable to 16% over the last six congresses, so it was not a one-off event. Accounting for the leaky pipeline, we expected 20 women invited speakers, yet there were only 10. So why is this? To find out, we wrote to the organisers. They were all extremely helpful and provided data on the number and gender of speakers that they had invited and that declined their invitation. Reassuringly, there was no gender bias in their invitations. However, 50% of women declined invitations compared to just 26% of men. Invited talks put leading high-quality scientists in the spotlight, increasing the visibility of their work. If women are underrepresented in this category, Congress attendees are exposed to fewer female role models. This could constrain the field of evolutionary biology from reaching its full potential. It is therefore important that scientists and students are aware of this phenomenon and that measures based on sound data are implemented to address this bias.
That was Hannah Dugdale of the University of Sheffield. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.
This is a man's world.